Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
After last night, what was that book's name? What's Wrong with Kansas? I would say it's What's Wrong with Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. But that said, here's something I've thought about a lot with the Democratic Party, where I think they really missed the boat. Is the young voters are never spoke to. I know they're bad as far as coming out to vote, but it's at my age, I remember how active college campuses were when I was that age. This 18 to 30, say, demographic, I think they should be out there really going after them hard. And the reason being, everything that's going on in this country right now, you stand the most to lose. And they got to get this across to that age group.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm going to distinguish between the effort to do it and then the message that's going to get hold of them. The fact of the matter is that the 18 to 30, when you were young and I was younger, people are very idealistic when they're young. If you talk to somebody when they're 18 or 20 and you say, we need to... do this and that about Social Security or Medicare, they start to yawn. In other words, they all think they're invulnerable. They all think that that will never happen to them. And they're just very, very idealistic. So in the 60s, it was the Vietnam War. You know, we were losing 250 soldiers a week. And these are all recent high school grads by and large. And remember, during the Second World War, remember, some of the most brutal combat were the Marines that had to land on the islands held by the Japanese in the Western Pacific. And these were suicide defenders. And these guys would be let off a ship and wade into shore. And at some places, they took 90% casualties. Now, that doesn't mean 90% were killed, but killed or wounded. Their average age was like 19. Or 20. When you're 19 or 20, you're never going to get killed. If they tell you, all right, there's 10 guys here, 90 of you are going to get killed or wounded, you go, well, not me. This must be the other 9 guys. I mean, that's the thing. You are bold, reckless. You think you're invulnerable. And talking to them about vulnerabilities in this system and that is not, in my view, what's going to excite them. They absolutely need authenticity, and they need idealism. Because they're idealistic. The good news is that our Constitution is idealistic. We are an idealistic people. We help people. So I think that the Democratic Party, when you say should reach out to 18 to 30-year-olds, you're absolutely right, they should. But not only that, there are instances in history where 18 to 30-year-olds were very right-wing. I'll give you an example. You take the book Mein Kampf, which is Adolf Hitler's screed, anti-Semitic screed, and in the preface, it's dedicated to, I don't know, 20 people who were killed in the beer hall putsch at the beginning of the 1920s. Okay, and there are all these names, but they also give their birth dates. And if you take a look at their birth dates, many of them were teenagers. They were 18, 19, 20, 21. There were a few that were older. But that idealism then translated into Adolf Hitler getting up on a table and shouting about their defeat in World War I and how they had to avenge them. So I think the things that appeal to idealism in kids now, I think it's not the same as a message to people who are 50 or 60. I think that what it is we are maybe saving Ukraine from Russian barbarians who are torturing them and killing women and kids. I mean, that's one thing I think would appeal. I mean, another thing that would appeal is things like fairness and equity, but not put in a way that somehow looks like it's just purely economic. In other words, we treat people as human beings. Somebody's got to put more thought into it than we can in 5 seconds on the radio. But the other thing, Dick, is that whatever happens, messaging is like 1% of it. 99% of it is culture. is what's going on right now. And unfortunately, the guy, the murderous white supremacist who killed people in Buffalo in the grocery store was 18 years old. So don't think that young people can't be conscripted to the dark side. They're conscripted to romanticism, to impulse, and to the culture. And I think a lot of it is changing the culture. Thanks a lot for calling in. Well, going to Ukraine, the Ruskies have been using chemical weapons, including white phosphorus, in Mariupol anyway, against the defenders in the steel plant. White phosphorus burns at 2,000 to 2,500 degrees Celsius. When it hits human flesh, it's agonizing, and it burns right through the bone. A lot of these fighters had been burned. They were wounded. And Zelensky, and they were going to be slaughtered. And so Zelensky issued a proclamation and said that they've accomplished their mission. It's time to withdraw. And the UN and Zelensky and various international aid agencies, the Red Cross, worked out a deal with the Russians. And these people would be brought out in Russian-held territory and given medical care. And then they would be repatriated to Ukraine in exchange for an equal number of Russian prisoners that are being held. The word of a Russian is no good. You might as well negotiate with ISIS or Iran or a drug cartel or a transnational gang or the mafia. The word of a Russian is no good. That's why they allied with Hitler in the Second World War. In the Second World War, the non-aggression pact, and until they were betrayed, they were slaughtering people all over Eastern Europe. The minute that those people in the steel plant went through with their part of the bargain, the Russians reneged. And they have put a bill into the Duma. The Duma is their parliament, their Congress, to say that this deal doesn't apply to Nazis. Then they designate anybody in the steel plant as Nazis. And they're going to torture them and kill them. And originally, those fighters had said, we're not going to surrender because the word of a Russian is no good. We'll fight to the death. But they had some hope, especially for their wounded comrades. What's going to happen is the Russians have said, we are going to give up our people. We don't want them back. Because the Russians, in some cases, have been shooting their own wounded. As they're withdrawing, they'll see a wounded Russian soldier screaming on the ground. They'll say, Tavarish, get up and walk with us. He'll say, I can't. My legs were blown off, or I'm wounded. Pow, he gets a bullet in the brain. They had traveling crematoria where they just burned them right there and scattered their ashes. They couldn't be bothered dragging them out. It doesn't matter what their mothers think. People in Russia know this is going on. You have a genocidal sadist, Putin, running Russia with his own private army and SS, and they will torture and kill anybody who protests. Putin has got to be assassinated, preferably by his own kind. I do not know why it's so hard to smuggle a few Javelin missiles across the Ukraine border into Russia and get close to him at some kind of parade. Let him have it. I guess the answer is the guy who would get killed doing that would take a lot of courage. He is a genocidal sadist. The Russian people right now are siding with a genocidal sadist. Mariupol fell. It's on the Sea of Azov. It's an important area. Odessa has not fallen. We're going to have a lot more of that coming up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.